From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. President Obama's time in the White House at this point is measured in months, not years. But according to presidential historian Douglas Brinkley, he's working every angle he can to avoid being seen as a lame duck. The Rice University professor spoke to the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday. Brinkley said that between Republican majorities in the House and the Senate, Obama has no option but to use executive authority to cement his legacy. He's used executive orders to protect some undocumented immigrants from deportation, to reestablish ties with Cuba, and to expand background checks for gun buyers.
Obama's last few years, his only way of not being a lame duck is to keep moving, go to Cuba, go to Argentina. In movement, you have a chance, and sign executive orders where you let the courts challenge them later, show that you're not a lame duck.
Well, that strategy has drawn the ire of many Republicans. Brinkley says Obama is far from the first president to use executive orders to promote his agenda. If you want to blame someone for dramatically expanding the power of the presidency, just blame Roosevelt. Either one of them, really.
The reach of the both Roosevelts on executive power is astounding.
Brinkley has written books on both presidents Roosevelt. Just after the turn of the century, Teddy authored more than 1,000 executive orders that, among other things, dramatically expanded federal parkland. FDR issued 3,700 orders, many intended to fundamentally reshape the American economy.
FDR had a blank checkbook. Because with the Depression, everybody said, do something.
The presidential historian also weighed in on today's presidential race. He says politicians have always tried to master the medium of the day. But Brinkley marveled at the change between the way campaigns were fought just over 100 years ago and now.
1896, guys, William McKinley just said, I'm going to sit on my front porch in Canton, Ohio, and people could come to me. And just, really, and he wins.
Brinkley says there's no time to sit around in today's breakneck media cycle.
We've got a zigzag, cross, three states, 15 rallies, and everywhere these candidates go, there are people with cell cameras and people looking for them to say something wrong or to trip up.
Brinkley says this election will be a watershed moment no matter who wins. Already, he says Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is reshaping the GOP. Still, he thinks this election will end up as another battle for the usual swing states like Ohio and Florida and Colorado. And either way, he says we shouldn't expect any less gridlock in Washington. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.